Welcome to the Fitness Blitz podcast. This is your host, Eric Malzone, and this episode is brought to you by Fitness Professional Online. The mission of the Fitness Blitz podcast is to facilitate conversations that actually matter within the fitness industry from professionals from all over the globe, just like you. If you enjoy this episode, all we ask is please go to iTunes, give us a five-star rating, and let us do our thing. If you'd like to hear more, please go to fitnessprofessionalonline.com. Without further ado, enjoy this interview. On to the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fitness Blitz podcast. This is your host, Eric Malzone. And today, from Dallas, Texas, I got Justin Murphy. Justin, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm excited. So I always get excited to talk to people who've taken their business online, because I think it's obviously a huge opportunity for us in the fitness industry. So it's great hearing your story. And if you don't mind, just before we get into the questions, give everyone an update on what you currently do within the fitness and health industry.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do, it's an online nutrition and lifestyle coaching company. And so we work with people all over the nation, and basically it's an individualized approach. So it's the farthest thing from, you know, a meal plan or a template or a calculator. It's individualized coaching that goes into all aspects of nutrition, lifestyle, exercise.
Awesome. Very succinctly said. So, you know, the first question we got for you is, you know, if you can share a story, you know, share a story from your life, your career, personally, professionally, whatever it may be, that has a message for the people listening today.
Yeah, absolutely. So the most powerful story in my life, and really the reason why I do what I do today is, you know, when I was 17, 18, 19 years old, those were probably like the worst years of my life, 26 years old now. But back at that time, you know, I was in high school, super popular, like got a scholarship to go play football, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, ended up going down there, you know, getting into drugs, getting into trouble, ended up going to jail, like went to a jail cell with a guy that was in there for stabbing two people. I mean, I went from thinking that I was invincible to waking up really, really quick and realizing that I had one life and one opportunity to really live my best life. And, you know, that night, I wasn't religious at the time at all. And that night I ended up grabbing a Bible, read the Bible the whole night, and basically made a promise that, you know, if I got a second chance, that I would go, I would channel all of my energy from, you know, hurting people and being selfish and all of that to helping as many people in this world as I possibly could. And I really didn't know what the avenue was at that time. Now, obviously, you know, over the last basically 10 years, I've figured that out. But it's just crazy how it all comes full circle. And so I guess the tagline on it is, you know, your past doesn't define you, right? You know, when I came from Kansas and everybody found out about that, I mean, I was the kid that was like homecoming king. Came back, everybody was like, you're a, you know, POS, like, you know, basically I felt like worthless, like lost all friends, all popularity, all of that. And really had to, you know, it was really like rock bottom that I had to climb out of. But now everybody from the hometown, everybody that's seen, you know, the growth over the last 8 years now, it's just an amazing story. And it proves that you're no matter what happens, whatever, no matter what you've been through, your past never defines you.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Yeah. It must've been incredibly humbling. I can't imagine, you know, well, maybe I could, you know, the, power of spending a night in jail. Right? That's a shock realization for most people. And, yeah, glad you climbed out, man. Glad you're on this podcast now. So well done.
Thank you.
What about, you know, looking at the industry overall, you know, from your perspective and your experience within it, what do you think it takes to be successful, Justin, within this industry?
You know, I think that there's a few different things. You know, as I, the more books I read, the more, you know, mentors I have, the more audio books and the more personal development I do, it's, you know, you start to look at everyone that's quote unquote successful. And, you know, I think all of them have a very, very deep and rooted why. You know, they have a purpose as to why they want to create the impact that they are. You know, they're super, super passionate. You know, they can sit here and just rant on whatever that topic is. And, you know, hustlers, like, you know, as you know, like it's definitely like building your own brand and being an entrepreneur and, you know, create the impact that a lot of the people in the field want to create. You know, you really have to go all in on yourself and really create those relationships, you know, seek out those mentors and you know, really just put in the actual work.
Yeah. Yeah, man. 100% agree. You know, you can, strategize and theorize all you want, but at some point you gotta put pen to paper and just start doing the work. And,
right.
You know, I always respect people who put the time in the trenches first, because they seem to be, a lot more humble, you know, a lot more approachable. So,
Absolutely. So
you're obviously all in with technology, right, man? I mean, you're online now with, I think all of your clients.
Yeah.
So technology is an integral part of what you do on a day-to-day basis. What do you think is going to change your industry? Is there any piece of tech that you think, is going to have a major impact?
You know, it's interesting. I think there definitely will be, you know, updates and different cool little gadgets and things that come out. You know, I think that if you look at like Precision Nutrition and their Pro Coach program and kind of what they're trying to do, you know, you look at, you know, some of the, you know, template based thing, companies, things like that. I don't know, you know, and it's funny, I actually just posted on Facebook about this recently. And I just think that, in my opinion, it really scares me thinking about, you know, where technology is going and how it's basically just getting people like farther and farther and farther away from human interaction. Like, I truly believe that coaching like needs to be done like on an individualized basis. And, you know, it's, I don't know. It just kind of scares me. I almost want to warn people, you know, not to undervalue the power of human interaction and what actually goes into individualized coaching.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, man. And it's, you know, with all the automation and the social and, you know, paid advertising, all these things that go into play, I think ultimately if you're doing a service, you still have to be, it has to lead to a really good conversation. You know, that's, it all has to still go to that point. There's just many ways to get to it. You know, if you can quote unquote passive income, maybe it exists, maybe it doesn't, depending on who you ask. But I think ultimately, if you want to make an impact, you got to talk to people. So, well said. What about a book? We were talking about books earlier before this, actually. So, what about a book, man? What do you recommend for our listeners?
Yeah. Honestly, you know, I think books are the most valuable thing that people can do for themselves from a personal development standpoint. Anytime anybody asks me, you know, hey, you know, what should I do to start getting better, you know, to start with personal development, I'm like, just read. Like, there's so much valuable information out there for free. You get to learn from, you know, people's stories and how they found success. But one that really, really impacted me, however many years ago it came out, was Crush It. And tons of people say that, you know, but Gary Vaynerchuk, I mean, that is... he's a mentor from afar. I mean, I've consumed so much of his content and, you know, I just appreciate everything that he does. But yeah, his book, Crush It, and kind of just a lesson of, you know, really deciding to go all in on yourself and bet on that passion and really like shifting that focus from, you know, financial or whatever it may be to actually helping people and create an impact in whatever field you may be in.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I totally agree. And actually, you know, very few people I've interviewed, almost 100 people on this show now, and very few people actually bring up Gary Vee, but he's one of my favorites. And Crush It was his first book. Well, he's got many books now. And, you know, he just came out crushing it. But every time I listen to him, I listen to his podcast or any piece of content, because he's omnipresent. The guy's everywhere, right? You know, he just fires me up. He gets me excited and he just gives you that, you know, because it's going to be tough, especially being in the online space. You work in by yourself, you know, most of the time. Yeah, you talk to people all day, but he gives you that oomph, that courage to keep pushing forward, and that confidence too, that it all, you know, it'll all work out if you just keep moving forward. So yeah, great insight, man. I encourage more people to go check out Gary Vee's stuff. So, you know, when you look at the industry, Justin, overall, what do you stand for, man?
So kind of our motto is basically getting people to live their best life, you know, to truly live their best life. And we know, you know, nutrition and your lifestyle and exercise and mindset and all these different factors go into that. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. It's like once we start getting people to, you know, value their body and look at it as, you know, hey, this is like the only body I have. This is the one life that I have, and develop that mindset, that nutrition, that movement, that recovery aspect of it. You know, it's really just like human optimization pretty much, right? It's getting people to truly live their best life and, you know, like that's what they deserve. They should feel good and look good and perform good. I mean, we all deserve that. So.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Yeah, I totally agree. So, Justin, where do you send people? Where do you want people to go online to check you out?
Yeah. So if you go on our website, we have tons of free articles and testimonials and all that type of stuff. It's just www.justinmurphynutrition.com. Murphy is spelled M-U-R-P-H-Y. And then on Instagram, it's Justin Murphy Nutrition. Facebook, Justin Murphy Nutrition. So yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, Justin, thank you so much for your insights, man. Great stories, great book recommendations. And I really appreciate what you're doing, taking your business online and helping more people. So keep it up, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Murphy. Hey, don't leave yet. This is your host, Eric Malzone. I have two things for you. If you have not done so yet, please go to our closed Facebook group. It's called The Modern Fitness Pro. In there, you will find a ton of free information, webinars, live Q&A with experts, so much great value. You'll also be part of a network of over 2,000 fitness professionals from all over the world. Now, number two, if you are a fitness professional and you are looking to build your online business and you are ready to take massive action and achieve the life you want, then go to fitnessprofessionalonline.com/mastermind. Fill out the application, set up a time on my calendar, and we'll meet. It's the greatest thing you'll do for your business in 2018. Other than that, thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate your support. We're always welcome your feedback. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk to you soon.